Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Natasha McIntosh, and I am the MAVEN System Administrator for the New York City Bureau of Communicable Disease Program. My presentation this afternoon is about how the Bureau of Communicable Disease use MAVEN for surveillance and outbreak response. The Communicable Disease instance of MAVEN is one of five programs using MAVEN in New York City. Implemented in July 2012, the program currently manages 73 reportable human and 14 animal diseases. The program leveraged many of MAVEN's core and enhanced capabilities to support the program's needs. During investigation, activities evolve at a rapid pace, and equipping staff with the tools needed to respond to an emergency is key. Tools such as the virtual question packages, dynamic question packages, workflows, print templates, reports, execution outputs, denormalized tables for analysis, and MAVEN integration format files for imports. The wizard, My apologies, everyone. Our response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa required MAVEN to be configured to support the call center to monitor those persons traveling from the affected region. The call center was operational for 2 years, and we monitored approximately 6,000 persons for at least 21 days. MAVEN supported the call center for 8 months before the outbreak was declared over. Staff in the call center needed to register new persons arriving daily, have daily contact with persons being monitored, including recording temperatures, symptoms, and any future travel plans. Staff also identified and followed up on non-compliant persons, notified jurisdictions of persons leaving New York City, and generated daily reports for leadership. The wizards used in the Ebola and Zika response were forms used for data collection. Constructed of questions that reside in various question packages, the forms were created to closely match the paper questionnaires. They were quickly created by the program administrator and easily modifiable. In this example, the wizard collected data from infants exposed to the Zika virus, included questions needed for the Zika pregnancy registry. This example of the wizard shows a registration form created for the Ebola call center. Non-DOHMH staff used the form to register persons identified as travelers from the affected area in West Africa. Each traveler to New York City from the affected area had to be registered within 24 hours of arrival. Some data in the wizard included here were provided to New York City by other agencies. Another wizard implemented for the call center was the daily monitoring form used throughout a person's 21-day monitoring window. Using a repeatable block, staff in the call center collected daily temperatures, symptoms, and future travel plans for each person contacted. Staff would create a new block for each day monitored. Among the many persons monitored, we had to monitor family units, including minors. The call center needed a way to link family members of the same family, persons of the same family together, to collect information for the entire family in one call. MAVEN administrators created a flag that was set by supervisors during registration. Notifications for the dashboards were created and displayed. All family members were displayed in the wizard along with important details about them. Linking the family members in this way allowed call center staff to navigate between events easily while maintaining the call with the head of household. Another component in MAVEN similar to wizards are dynamic question packages. These are questionnaires created and managed from the outbreak event. They can be created and maintained by regular users within minutes with minimal interruption. Questions in the DQP are specific to the outbreak and were used in the recent Legionella outbreak in New York City. In this example from the Legionella South Bronx outbreak, we specifically asked, did the patient visit any site or neighborhood in the outbreak zone? The Ebola call center operated for approximately 12 hours daily, primarily managed by supervisors and a rotating staff of multilingual, non-DOHMH users. To support this operation, we created many workflows to manage the assignment of tasks and other functions. The workflows were also used to transition events through various stages during the monitoring window. In this example, a subset of the workflows created for the call center and used for staff assignment is shown. A complex component used during the surveillance and outbreak are execution outputs. Managed by the program administrators, they were used to calculate values for events. Driven by rules, these rules use various functions and actions to produce an outcome. Outputs can be used in workflows, reports, and print templates. Outputs were also used to display the family unit identifier seen here. For example, this cross-section of the Ebola monitoring wizard execution outputs was used to calculate the end of monitoring for a person based on their date of departure. A number of persons being monitored traveled in and out of the city and state. Therefore, we had to notify other health departments and jurisdictions of their movement while being monitored. In order to do this, we created print templates to seamlessly transfer people to other locations. The templates pulled case data into a Word document, which was then emailed to the points of contact outside of New York City. The example here displays a person who was traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, from New York City, and the important information about them necessary for the jurisdiction to continue monitoring. As seen here, as you can see, managing the Ebola call center was no easy task. However, BCD was able to successfully monitor hundreds of persons arriving in the New York City area. Switching gears a bit, I would like to discuss a couple of other ways we use Maven. We routinely use automatic upload function to import Maven integration format files into Maven. Whether it is a MIF containing summarized lab results at the event level or addresses standardized outside of Maven to improve geocoding and cluster detection, this function allows us to update a large number of events programmatically. In the example here, we summarized event level lab results using lab data available in Maven. We calculated a summarized result because any one disease event, we might receive multiple lab reports for different levels of specificity. Our analysts using BI tables extract lab results, then in SAS using an algorithm, filter through the results, decide priority, and determine organism. Following this processing, the SAS code constructs a MIF for Maven to import. The MIF is deposited in a central folder, and using a processing module, Maven retrieves the file and updates the designated model field in each event. Another example of the automated import is address cleaning and standardization for improved geocoding and cluster detection. We run a weekly schedule process that uses values, address standardization, and postal verification to clean addresses outside of Maven. The same import process mentioned earlier is used to import the data into the priority field. The corrected address data can now be successfully geocoded and improve cluster detection. Data in Maven is stored in the SQL-based tables for analysis and reporting purposes. Maven can create denormalized tables which flattens and translates the stored data. These tables can be predefined by the users and are automatically updated based on the schedule set by the program administrator. A few of the processes that will use the Maven BI tables are listed here. In closing, the Maven system has proven to be very useful in the program for both routine and surveillance during an emergency. The New York City Health Department is hopeful that Maven will be able to continue to support new and emerging infectious diseases in the years to come. Although Maven has successfully supported surveillance needs and outbreak response for New York City, Maven BCD continues to evolve and grow as reporting requirements increase. I'd like to acknowledge my fellow colleagues here who has helped me, worked alongside me over the last 5 years with Maven, and my contact is here should you have any questions.